This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome once again, ladies and gentlemen, to another edition of What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. I'm Scott Hanlon, host of the program. Glad to have you along. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, riding along from the studios of K-Fire in Bismarck. Good morning, Todd.
Morning, Scott. How are you?
Todd started Halloween early. He's already partying. That's unbelievable. I saw that.
Oh, yeah.
Halloween time. Kevin
the
Flynn is behind the... Kevin Flynn manning the controls at our AM 1100, the Flag Studios in Fargo on a rainy day. Yikes. Rain everywhere. And, of course, Daniel on the phones when you call us at 800-228-0550. We have a special hour. You heard me on Friday reading an email from TV2 in Denmark. And they had asked to come hear you, our fine listeners, and have an idea of what you think of President Donald Trump now that impeachment proceedings are happening. Has your mind changed at all? So we put up a Facebook post about that yesterday and encouraged people to call. Some of you already have emailed and sent texts, and we welcome your calls today on the program, too, at 800-228-0550 on that very question. We are brought to you today by the North Dakota Petroleum Council. You seen that Energy of North Dakota website? It's a great website to send folks who have some idea that this is anything other than an incredible opportunity for so many people. It's an opportunity for communities. It's an opportunity for commerce. It's an opportunity for friends and neighbors and sustainable futures and using our talent wisely and resources wisely and. Just makes a lot of sense. Oil and natural gas from North Dakota is helping to meet America's demand. It really is. One of the reasons we like President Donald Trump. Under the Obama administration, you had regulatory policy that tried to literally stop energy production. Stop it. You look at the ridiculous things they were trying to do to the coal industry, the oil industry, and Donald Trump has brought common sense, state-centered regulation, and it's made a big difference. Find out about more of all of that at energyofnorthdakota.com. Let me introduce the guest we have in studio here today from the largest national broadcasting team in Denmark, U.S. correspondent for TV2 Denmark, which is Jesper Steinmetz. Hello, Jesper.
Hey, how are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Good, thanks.
Thanks for being here.
Well, thanks for inviting me.
I'm glad you came to ask the question of our audience today. We like it so often you see the news and you want to throw things at the TV because, it's not representing your viewpoint. So.
But that's why I'm here. I mean, we try to get out into this country as much as possible and try to get out to the corners of the U.S. who actually voted for Donald Trump to hear your voice, their voice.
So the first big question, you're from Denmark,
mm-hmm.
but you're Danish.
Mm-hmm.
Why wouldn't you be Danish?
That question I've never heard before.
Is that right?
I thought it was something about pastry. It's usually the question about pastry I get.
Yeah.
So
Phil Parker fed me that question, so I got to give a hat tip to Phil. That sounds like a Phil Parker question, doesn't it, Tom?
Yeah. It does.
So we don't have a good answer. We don't know.
No.
The Danish
it started before his generation, I'm pretty sure. So
yeah.
Well, you're making me way too younger than I actually am, but thank you so much for the compliment.
So tell
you're
me
there when the first boats came over to America then. Okay. Well.
Exactly. Yeah.
You age boats. Well, my friend.
Yeah, thank you.
Tell me the question you'd like answered today.
So we are just really interested in hearing if people who voted for Donald Trump back in 2016 are still with him and are still as much with him as they were when they voted for him, despite all the media coverage, despite what goes on in D.C. at the moment with the impeachment proceedings. I think that's what the international audience wants to hear.
All right, folks, you can answer that question by going to your telephone. We'd prefer you grab your smartphone there and call us at 800 228-0550, 701-367-2054 to text us. That's a text number, 701-367-2054. You can text Todd, too. His phone's ringing. 701-226-8503 for Todd. And again, the number's to call 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Texter here says he hasn't done anything wrong. He's doing everything he said he would. Kind of makes sense, doesn't it?
Interesting.
Yeah.
I would like that listener to elaborate a bit.
Would you?
Yep.
All right.
Because it's a very interesting viewpoint, and I have to say it's a he, right?
I don't know.
Okay.
It's a text.
Well, okay. This listener represents many other voters in the U.S. That's all I can say. Because every time I travel outside of the coasts, outside of D.C., I hear the response that from Trump voters that we are so behind him. I talked to a guy up in Michigan who told me, well, I'm happier today that I voted for Donald Trump than I actually was when I did it back in 2016. And he used to be a Democrat.
Oh, wow. That's something.
Mm-hmm.
That's something. I would say the same thing, only because the guy's been up for the fight. So many you vote for go in and wilt. You know, they aren't up to the fight. It's so easy to get sucked into the swamp, and this guy has not. Let's take some calls here. Jim's on the road. Jim, tell us.
Yes. Yes. Good morning. Welcome to America.
Thank you so much.
In answer to your question, just as you both have already stated, the answer is no. We are more in his camp than ever before. He's a national treasure. He's what America's needed. He's that, quite frankly, he's what the world has needed. His methods may be a little unorthodox, but maybe that's what it takes. And we're looking for a major landslide and a major embarrassment to the Democratic Party in 2020. And thanks again.
Thank you so much for that viewpoint. Can I just ask you to elaborate a bit? So you despite what the Democrats are trying to dig up here, you're not worried about the president having done anything wrong?
No, I'm not. And I think I could speak for everybody else that's going to call in today.
That's confidence for you right there. I love that.
You know, I haven't been able to sort this out of my mind is the Kurd in the Turkey skirmish. It was his, I get it. He doesn't want us in the middle of a tribal war and this and that. Was the timing good on that? You know, that's above my pay grade. I haven't heard anybody convince me either way yet.
I see that Lindsey Graham now has switched, and he was one of the most vocal critics of the president on that policy of withdrawing the troops out of Syria. He's now said he's with the president on the. And I've also heard from those that have been in, various briefings there, that the Joint Chiefs of Staff said, look, here's the deal. The choice was withdraw the troops or 28 body bags come home. Can you imagine if he'd left the troops in there and there were 28 body bags and we had word that Turkey was going to invade? Because there was no stopping Turkey, unfortunately.
I didn't realize that. That's good to hear. You know, that's the right choice.
Thank you, Jim. Appreciate your call. Craig and Moorhead, give us your take.
Hi. Nice show. I like this. First of all, I had a choice between Hillary or Trump. One called me a deplorable, one who wanted to cling to my God and my guns. The other one was going to drain the swamp and do things like having control over our borders, like every other country. We will decide who comes in. There's people all over the world standing in line, yet you have all these gate crashers coming in. He tried to do something. And the other side of it is, the other side wants us to give free health care to illegals, plus have open borders. That doesn't even work. Then we have the New Green Deal, where our economy will be trashed while China just does whatever they want. He was going to have the UN pay their fair share, and NATO. Now, the swamp is deep. They've been talking about impeachment since day one. And it's like they want us Well, they'll tell us who to vote for, not me. They're all corrupt, the Republicans and the Democrats. And I'm for him more today than I was the day I voted for him.
Yes, but there you go.
That's good to hear. That's exactly what I hear all the time, as I said. Can I just ask you, Craig, what do you think that he did the right thing by taking that call with the Ukrainian president? Do you think he did the right thing by trying to put pressure on him to dig up dirt on the Bidens?
Well, isn't it funny how that's the question you're asking? How about what the Bidens did? Isn't that something? A son who has no experience getting millions of dollars? There's the real question we should be asking. The corruptness was way before him. What he's doing is trying to stop the corruptness, and yet we're zoning in on what he did, a phone call. That's the sad thing here.
Craig, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Bunch going to a break. Come back with more. We're going to go to Beach, North Dakota. Yes, bro, when we come back.
Great.
You haven't lived until you've been to Beach, North Dakota. I'm here to tell you. Does that not sound like wonderful?
It sounds great.
On this cold, rainy day, we'll go to the beach.
I can't wait to go.
Yeah, Beverly and Beach for our guests from Denmark. When we come back on What's On Your Mind, don't go away.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to RamjackNorth.com. That's RamjackNorth.com.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins & Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins & Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free, no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108. A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken. That's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess. Working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to PCCND.com. That's PCCND.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Good time since you know when. Got talked into going out with hopes you were staying in. I was feeling like myself for the first time.
You know, North Dakota business leaders can struggle to find and keep talented employees to meet this challenge. The University of Mary says, you know what? Pick us. The new Workforce Development Initiative is here for the struggle, here to help. The University of Mary has a long history of partnering with industries to develop training and academic programs meeting employees' needs for cutting-edge skills in education. Businesses know that talented employees are their greatest assets. Offering educational programs to help those employees advance in their careers and increase their skills builds employee loyalty. It's a win-win for management and workforce. Training, retaining the existing workforce, North Dakota developers developing a workforce, boost their productivity, stay ahead of the competition. Find out more about all this, University of Mary's Workforce Development Initiative online at umary.edu/workforce. Coming up on the program today, we're going to talk with Pastor Paula White. Interesting story about Pastor Paula White. She was called by President Trump in, I think, 2010, long before he thought about running for president, seriously, because the president was watching something on TV that she was on, and he wanted to know more about his faith and her faith, and so she's sort of become his pastor and led this group of pastors that support President Trump. She's written a new book called Something Greater, Finding Triumph Over Tragedy. We're going to talk to her next hour. Look forward to that. Eric Spencer will be here, president and CEO of the GNDC. Greater North Dakota Chamber has a CEO roundtable event on transportation innovation today at Williston Basin International Airport. So Eric's going to join us to talk a little bit about that. All that coming up on the program today we call What's On Your Mind. We have a full bank of calls, so we better get going back to it. I promised Beach, North Dakota. Jasper, you ready for Beach?
I am.
Okay, let's go to Beach, North Dakota. Beverly, how are you?
Just fine, thank you. It's a beautiful day in sunshiny Beach.
Is it really? Wow.
Yes, the sun is shining.
We should be there.
No wind yet.
Isn't it like sun shining every day in Beach? That's what I heard. Not every
day,
around the clock.
We try.
Okay, very good. So our friends from TV2 in Denmark are here, the largest national broadcaster in Denmark. And they're wanting to know if you support President Trump, and if you do, you know, has that lessened at all? Has it come down at all with impeachment? Just tell us what you're thinking.
How can I put this? I met President Trump before he was elected. I am 100% for President Trump, and this impeachment is ridiculous. And I do believe that if there's a way to impeach Nancy Pelosi, that's the one should be impeached. I will vote for President Trump again. And he has done a magnificent job.
Well, what is it, Beverly? Can I just chip in? And nice talking to you, by the way. But what is it you like about him?
I like the fact that he is not a politician. He is a businessman, and he does what's best for the people of the United States and around the world.
Why do you think he's criticized so much outside of the districts that voted for him?
Because most of them are Democrats, and they don't like it because he beat Hillary Clinton, which that was a great thing.
And a surprise to many.
I don't think a lot were surprised that he beat Hillary.
All right.
We had
and
confidence.
Thank you for visiting in North Dakota.
Well, thank you for having me.
Thanks, Beverly. Let's check with Bill, who's traveling on the road today. Lots of our listeners are on the road, and we love keeping them company. Bill, go ahead. What's on your mind?
I support Trump 100%. The day he came down the escalator, I said, that's my man. After he gave his speech, he's lived up to everything about protecting the United States of America, creating jobs, protecting what my job is up here in North Dakota. It has to do with the energy resources. I do a lot of work with oil fields and coal mines. And I wouldn't have this job without him, because they would try to tear that industry to pieces if Hillary would have got in. And I'm personally getting sick and tired of Nancy Pelosi standing there saying we have to uphold the Constitution of the United States against Donald Trump. Well, the Second Amendment is part of our Constitution, and they ain't trying to hold that up. So I'm confused of what she really believes in. But I believe Trump will win in a landslide. If for some reason they're successful in impeaching him, I'm sorry to say, we're going to look like a third world country. There's going to be war in the street.
What do you mean by that, war in the street?
People are going to riot because a lot of people love this president. He's protecting our borders. We don't care if you come to our country. Just come here legally. you can't get into any other country illegally. You go to prison, jail. So why are we the revolving door for the world?
This is a thing I don't understand about the Democrats, because we have an election in 13 months. Why you wouldn't just say, that's it, that, you know, if the American people want to impeach it, they'll do it at the ballot box in November. Instead, if they actually go through with this, I don't think the votes are in the Senate anyway, so I don't think we have anything to worry about. But this whole process, just embolden support for the president. I have colleagues in this business that think the idea is to say, you know, this is sort of a shaming thing. That even though he won't be, you know, impeached as in the Senate impeaches him, but the House goes through the proceedings, that, you know, then people will be able to say, November 2020, you're going to vote for a guy that got impeached? You're going to do this?
Mm-hmm.
You know, that might be part of it. I don't know, but I think Bill's onto something there, Jesper. I really do. I do think that if they succeeded in taking him down, there'd be a revolt. There'd be an absolute revolt. People aren't just going to say, okay, fine. I mean, that's why they support him right now. They see this as a battle, as a fight. So
Bill, can I ask? Go ahead.
No, go ahead. I'm listening.
Well, so, Bill, I just want to ask you, what do you think about that call that kind of spurred the whole impeachment process? I mean, that call he had with the president of Ukraine, do you think he was right in making that call and right in putting pressure on the Ukrainian president?
I think he's absolutely right about making that call, and why everybody has to know about it is beyond me, because he's the president of the United States. You can't. What about Obama's call to Iraq, giving away billions of dollars? That was never frowned upon. You know, this call was a very good call. And like our president said, hey, the Bidens are corrupt too. We're not trying to get to the bottom of that. Our Hillary's corrupt, not trying to get to the bottom of that. Obama's as guilty as the rest. I'm not trying to get to the bottom of that. Comey, all them calls. But with Scott has covered so many subjects on his show of all the stuff they throw at Trump, and it doesn't stick. And this is just another one. And people.
And I might add, Jesper, with all due respect, we're getting some emails to point out to you, there was no pressure on that call. I mean, the Ukrainian president said himself that he didn't feel pressured, and there was not pressure. You know, in other words, the aid wasn't even mentioned. Right? It wasn't even like if you don't do this, there'll be no aid. There was no even talk of aid. So I think that call has become part of the media mythology too. This is where the media, in my mind, has gone so bad, because they've gone all in with the effort to hate Trump. So it clouds everything they report on. Can't get anything just straight up. It just is crazy. Thanks, Bill. Appreciate the call. Out of time again here, so we got to go. We're going to go to New Rockford, North Dakota. We're going to great places here. New Rockford, are you ready, Jesper?
Very exciting.
Yes, exactly. We'll get to Dickinson, we'll get to Judd, and we'll get to more texts and emails as well. This emailer says, I held my nose and voted for him in 2016. Now I fully support him. Going the other way.
Wow, that's
stronger support. Yeah.
Wow, yeah.
More after this.
Vince is back from Hot Springs Spa and Pool Tables too. We talk spas, we talk saunas, we love them all, but you have a lot of fun. Tell us a little bit about some of the gaming.
Well, it's billiards, it's shuffleboard, bubble hockey, you know, and all the things that don't require electronics. It's good old family get-together, recreation in the basement during our long winters, and just it is truly part of Everyday Made Better if you get together as a family and friends and get to play on an Olhausen or Brunswick table.
And you know what? You can have a logo of your favorite team right on there as well. Shuffleboard on the pool table. That's a nice little touch for some remodeling projects going on too, right?
Yeah, we do a lot of Bison and UND tables. And even you've seen the University of Mary and Jamestown University. And you can totally customize it if you'd like. And the sky is the limit on what you can do with an Olhausen billiard table or shuffleboard table.
Just plain fun waiting for you at Hot Springs, spas, and pool tables too. Bismarck, Fargo, Grand Forks, Minot. Tell them Scott sent you.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
In Dallas, Texas.
This is really hard to go through.
This woman looking at the aftermath of a strong tornado that touched down last night.
Just everything that we've had, just everything just be destroyed. Like, it's just crazy.
Power is out to tens of thousands of homes. Damage is widespread. And officials in Dallas say it's likely that tornado may have cracked a 17-mile-long path of destruction through north and northeast Dallas. Defense Chief Mark Esper says U.S. troops withdrawing from Syria are being sent to Iraq, telling reporters that the current game plan is to, quote, reposition the forces in western Iraq to continue the campaign against ISIS. Santa Ana winds are returning to California's Ventura County this week, along with increased chances of wildfire because of them. As a precaution, there could be thousands of power shutoffs in Southern California later today. This is USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable. And save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Sorry about that.
If you were in Bismarck this weekend and took any of the events with Mike Lindell, love to hear from you. Our friend Mike Lindell from MyPillow was in Bismarck. He was there for the Team Challenge Banquet, a fabulous cause, by the way, fantastic. We had some dear friends that invited us, the Twites from Hayes, and we just didn't get a chance to get there this weekend. Too much going on. Would love to have been there. But that was great. And then I talked to Senator Kramer at one point from New Song Church, and he said it's just unbelievable. He was there with the recovering addicts and helping people, and they have a great recovery mission at that New Song Church, which is really neat. And then they did a movie showing of Unplanned, which, as you know, Mike Lindell was in that movie. So shoot me a text if you want, tell me about the weekend. I think it's just great that Mike was willing to do so much this weekend in Bismarck, in our great state. So that's wonderful. You know, the MyPillow is a patented pillow. It's a fabulous pillow. It's Mike's design. He invented it. He dreamed it up. It's made in the USA, right here in Minnesota. Adjust to you. That's the beauty of it. And right now, whether you want a MyPillow, a body pillow, a mattress topper, a bed sheet, so much more, everything is discounted up to 50%. Use the promo code SCOTT after clicking on the radio listener specials at MyPillow.com. The body pillow, $89.99 regularly, now $29.99. Why wouldn't you go to MyPillow.com? Radio listener specials link, promo code SCOTT, to get that kind of deal. 800-506-9028. We are joined this hour, two more segments, with our guest from the largest national broadcaster in Denmark, U.S. correspondent for TV2 Denmark, Jesper Steinmetz is here with us. And Jesper, we can watch this later, right? This is going to be part of a special you're
definitely,
doing?
Yeah. Definitely. We're doing a news story about you guys and about what goes on in Trump land, as we call it.
And I understand you're headed to Williston next because you heard there's a Trump store there.
Yes.
Yeah.
And they just got a new T-shirt.
They did, huh?
That says no to impeachment.
No to impeachment, yeah. With some interesting graphics with it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Something with a finger.
Yeah. And the middle one might be extended or something.
Well,
yeah, that's what I heard. I haven't seen it for sure, but I wouldn't know. If you have a comment and an answer to the question from Jesper today, the question is simply this. Do you support Trump? What about impeachment? Does that change your opinion at all? And, by the way, I've received a few texts from people who've been upset about the decision to take the 30 troops, 28 or whatever the number is, out of Syria and abandoning the Kurds. That's how some people see what President Trump's decision did in Syria. And I've had some people say, I can't support him anymore. I can't believe he did that to the Kurds. If you feel that way, let us know. This is not just a question for people who feel one way. If you feel, hey, I support him, but I don't anymore, or this has changed my mind, or whatever, call in and chat with Jesper. I'll be quiet, I promise. I won't say a thing. I won't argue, I won't anything. Where are we going to go? We're going to go to New Rockford, aren't we? Yeah, Jeff in New Rockford, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Jeff.
Hi there. Well, hi, I just want to, welcome here.
Thank you so much.
And you love what you've seen so far of North Dakota?
I love the rain.
Yeah,
it's very familiar, coming from Denmark.
Kind of unusual this year that we have this much rain. But
all right.
I've never been asked my opinion on anything political, but I just want to let you know, and maybe let your readers know, that we are for our President Trump, and I take offense to any country who badmouths my president at any time, really. And I know there's a lot of people that all you get is CNN fake news, and all they do is 24 hours a day speak bad about the president. I've served in the military three different branches, and I really am I'm for my country. I trained to fight the Russians, and we never got to do it. The thing is, it looks like they've already got over here somehow, but it's in the Democratic Party, and we have socialists. I almost call Nancy Pelosi a Bolshevik. What she's doing is communist tactics, and that should not be done here. There should be something that we could do to remove Pelosi. Her family's a crook. They were in Baltimore. Her dad was a mayor. He was with the mafia. Her brother was the mayor there and did the same thing. She's corrupt, and she needs to be judged. And she's pulling this stunt because they cannot win the election next time. I voted for Trump because he was the candidate, and I was really for somebody else at first. But when I saw him busting teeth and smashing, I loved it. I mean, he needed to blow up that Washington, D.C. He was so corrupt. Now, he already made his money, and everybody else that has made their money in Washington has made it off the backs of the American people with their corruption, and the Bidens are very corrupt. And the other thing is, I read that transcript from the call. He didn't put any pressure on the president.
So what do you think he did during that call? I mean, what was the aim of the call?
Well, what I saw was he called, and he didn't even know there was any money being withheld at that time from what that appears. He wasn't pressuring the president. What he was doing was asking for some cooperation when our attorney general comes over there. And that's what he wanted, was help with that, because Joe Biden himself said that he pressured the last president of that country, that he said that I got the prosecutor fired.
Now, there's Democratic senators who've written letters saying, if you don't do this, you won't get that. I mean, you know, in my mind, yeah, Menendez is one of them, and he's on TV this weekend hammering the president because of the transcript. I think if the transcript was that bad, they would just use it as it is. But they keep adding things to it. They keep saying it was pressuring. Yeah. They keep saying it was about money. They keep putting things in there that were not in the transcript.
But can I just ask rhetorically? I mean, if the call was so by the book, why did a whistleblower complain about the president?
The guy was an ex-CIA agent. He was a plant. This president had more trouble with people that leaked from the White House than I've ever seen. He's got people in there that, well, I don't like you, so I'm going to do everything against you. When Obama was in there, nobody said a thing. Nobody leaked anything unless they wanted leaked. It's because there's plants in the government, in those buildings. You haven't been able to get them out of there. They got to get those people out. They're just working their way to destroy anything this country stands for. They're trying to open this up. We're going to become the servants of some, you know, they don't like Americans. And the thing is, you come here to be an American. You don't come here to live your separate life in a certain neighborhood and not meld in with us. And that's what happens when we have these open borders. We have these people that are for it, mostly Democrats. I am sick and tired of it. Every time I have to have a passport, I had to have either a military ID to pass into any other country. I had to be vetted to go into the many foreign countries I went into. But you don't have to be vetted to come here. You just walk across the border. You know, we've got people coming from Africa here, and they're walking right across the border. We need to stop that, and we need to get a handle on it again. And I support this president for doing that. We need to get a wall. We should probably put the military down there and give them different instructions. But the thing is, it's just appalling. They're just trying to bring in more voters to vote against anything Republican. And they know that if you have
people in the United States that have come here and have melded in with us, eventually their generations become more Republican and more conservative, and they don't want that. So they want to bring an underclass in here, so they always have them to give them things so that they can continue to vote for them.
And that's Jeff, can I just ask you, so obviously you're going to vote for the president again next year. Is there is there anything that you would like to see him do that he's not doing? Or is there, I mean, if you could give him one piece of advice, what would that be?
The problem is I was thinking, well, I wouldn't say that right now, or I wouldn't let people know this. But you know what? It's been working out pretty good for him. The other thing is, this guy should not have been listening to his phone conversation with foreign countries. Who's going to talk to our president now and know that there's going to be any kind of, security on that call? You're going to have people that are in there that should be removed from wherever they're working at and hearing these things. I even have relatives that work there. He can't tell me what he does, or he'd have to kill me.
Fascinating conversation, Jeff. Really, really it is. I mean, can you believe how informed that caller is?
Mm-hmm.
He's reading the transcript and forming these opinions based on, digging beyond the headlines. Pretty phenomenal, Jeff. It really is. And your only criticism of the president is saying he's being a little too transparent. People forget. The guy, he doesn't have a nonverbal thought. I mean, he puts everything out. So, yeah,
I'll tell you something. I've lost houses and jobs because Obama's administration and what they did. So I've come to North Dakota, and God bless North Dakota. I like the state, and I wish I would have come here sooner.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks, Jeff. Call again, please do. Let's go to Chris and Dickinson. Chris, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call. I support him just as much as I have from day one. Four words, promises made, promises kept, and I want to correct you guys on something. You're not being impeached right now. It's an impeachment inquiry. The House has already had 3 failed votes to impeach him. All this is a smear campaign. If it were a legitimate impeachment proceeding, it would have been started in the judiciary, not in the Intelligence Committee, and all these depositions and testimonies would not be held behind closed doors with selective leaks from Adam Schiffhead and the rest of the Democrats in these committees. It's a setup. It's a smear campaign. It's nothing different than the Mueller investigation. If Trump had done anything wrong, I guarantee you Mueller would have found it. There's nothing there as far as the Ukrainian phone call goes. Look at the transcript. Compare it to the whistleblower's testimony. It's completely night and day different. It's a sham. It's a setup. You're falling into the media narrative.
Where will it end, do you think?
It's not going to till 2024.
So he's going to be reelected without any doubt next year?
Without a doubt. Look at his fundraising. Look at the crowd sizes at his rallies. It'll be a landslide.
What could the president do that would change your mind? That have you say, you know what? I'm done with him. I'm not going to vote for him. What would be that thing?
Side with the Democrats on immigration, Medicare for all, socialism, globalism.
Start compromising, huh? Yeah, start compromising and going the other side.
Well, I can see compromising, but not throwing in with them. You know what I mean? I think he needs to stick to his guns, stick to his values, keep looking out for the American taxpayer, and just because it's America first doesn't mean it's America only. When America thrives, the rest of the world thrives.
Thanks for the call.
Thank you so much.
Appreciate it, Chris. Last chance to get in here at 800-228-0550. One more time. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. And if you have changed from a Trump voter to, I don't like what I see, I'm not voting for Trump in 2020, let Daniel know that when you call. We'll get you on real quick here. A lot of text to get to, too. I'm going to start there when we come back and finish with calls on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
We're asking Watford City residents, what's it like to live the good life in Watford City? Pat Bertinelli.
When I came out to the community, I got to meet some of the employers, and I got to meet some of the people that were actually working in the oil field, and then just meeting some of the business owners. I still remember leaving a restaurant, and the owner of the restaurant said, hey, Pat, it was very nice meeting you, and I certainly hope that you consider joining our community. We'd love to have you. How I felt that day is how I want people to feel when they come to North Dakota, and McKenzie County hits that mark.
Learn more at voicesofwatford.com.
You've heard about concrete's strength, but what about safety? If you're not building with concrete, you're playing with fire. Concrete can withstand temperatures over 1,000 degrees. How about wind? Concrete is held up in winds as strong as tornadoes and hurricanes. Even the new shining beacon of strength at One World Trade Center New York City has concrete at its core. Materials matter. To build for safety, build with strength. Learn more at ndconcrete.com. Ethanol is important to agriculture and all of North Dakota. Jody Hoff, Richardson, North Dakota, tells us about the community impact from the Richardson Ethanol Plant.
It's been a fantastic impact. The whole region of North Dakota seen corn acres increase, simply put, a lot over the last 10, almost 12 years since Red Trail's been operating. A high percentage of their distiller's grain is in the wet or modified form, which is shipped, you know, directly from the plant to feedlots for cattle feed. And in this part of North Dakota, that's a big deal. When you look at corn and basically look at the corn basis, we have a nice low basis here in Richardson for where we're at, western North Dakota. Yes, we're getting top dollar because of the low basis, and we have the benefit of only trucking it maybe 5, 10, 30 miles if you're, you know, happen to be that close to Richardson. But guys definitely come from 100 miles away, too.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities like Richardson, North Dakota. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Some of the best sounds you'll ever hear are generic, safe, effective, even money-saving, just like FDA-approved generic drugs. Even if they don't come in the exact same color or shape as their brand name equivalent, they have the same key ingredients and go through a rigorous review process. Talk to your doctor or pharmacist today and visit fda.gov/generic drugs. Generics are safe, effective, and can save you money. You'll like the sound of that.
I think a lot of the people in these states like North Dakota, Texas, Alaska, several states, I think the people will pressure them to pull out of the union. I actually would be for North Dakota pulling out of the union. We don't need to be part of the United States. We can be our own country. And I think a lot of people might start pressuring our states. Texas already talked about it a few years ago. So I could see that happening. If they're able to successfully impeach the president, I could see the states turning on the government. Thanks.
What's on your mind? Powered by Schwann, BuickGMC.com. Put this on your calendar. Veterans, active military veterans appreciation event. We're doing another complimentary appreciation meal Thursday, November 7th at the Bismarck Mandan Elks. More to come. The 2019s have to go out because the 2020s are overflowing. They're coming darn close anyway. Get yours at Schwann, BuickGMC.com.
Fastest hour in radio. Just zooms right by. U.S. correspondent for TD2 Denmark is with us. Yes, for Steinmetz, and we have one segment left answering the question, do you support Trump? Has that changed because of the impeachment proceedings that have started, or the impeachment inquiry, or whatever you want to call it, a political effort against the president? It's not legal, it's political at this point. Here's a texter. I am female, and I'm working, so I can't call in. But I voted for Trump because I wanted someone who would protect innocent human life from abortion, who isn't a career politician, who stands up for the forgotten American people who work every day, one who stands up for religious freedom, one who makes sure we have our protection of our Constitution foremost, one who protects us from the government. I think there is one thing that stands above for Americans. We are an independent thinking people. We don't want to grow government like socialist countries. We want the government to give us the freedoms to do these things. And Donald Trump has done all of these things. All right? And let's see. While we're enjoying some great women wisdom, we'll go to Julie in Minot, a place that Jesper's actually been before.
I have, yeah.
All right, yeah. Okay, so he's been to North Dakota before. Julie, what's on your mind?
Hello?
Hi, Julie, go ahead.
Hi, I just wanted to tell you, I voted for Trump as the lesser of two evils, and I don't think that he could have done a better job than he has. He has just turned out.
We lost, Julie, but we got the gist of it there, I think, right? Dana Judd, you can answer the question for our guest from Denmark next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to America.
Thank you so much.
The number one thing, that Trump did for this country is this. The people are so sick and tired of the liars we have out in Washington, and by him getting elected, it proved that the majority of this people have the power yet, and they know what's going on. It's like with Biden, you know, he wasn't looking out for our better interests there. He's looking out for his son having a $600,000 a year job, and then him with his $230,000 a year vice president job, and then all the perks that come along with the campaign donations from your energy companies to make sure their sales go in the best direction for the Bidens. And I see the people of this country, if they stick together and keep that in mind, that across the board you're going to see these incumbents and these career politicians just being wiped out because they have done absolutely nothing for us except stall what Trump's trying to do.
Interesting. Can I just ask you, sir, has your life changed? Has that improved since Trump became president?
I would have to say yes, and the main fact is it gives me hope that this country is going to get pulled out of the depths of, what did you call it? Just plain not caring about us for the last 20, 30, 40 years. And even the Republicans, you know, they put 17 candidates up against him. And the people read right through it. They said, no, we don't want your stuff anymore. And I just want to see that continue to happen, even at our own state level. If our Republican Party would get behind him instead of they're standing on the sidelines seeing what's going to best work out for them, you know.
Dana, appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch. Lynn Bismarck, you go ahead next on What's on Your Mind.
Are you talking to me?
We are. Yes, go ahead, Lynn.
Okay. One of the points I wanted to make was I feel like maybe Trump had too many holdovers from the Obama administration, not having been in the political arena before. He was too trusting and held over a lot of employees, and hence that's where his leaks are coming from.
That's actually a good point.
Well, you know, I have a friend that works for the president. Last time I was there when I interviewed him, I said, what's most surprised you about your time? It's been 2 years, the White House. He said, when we got here, 8 of 10 people actually were fighting us. So 2 of 10 were with us.
Right.
And he said it gotten better in the 2 years, little by little. But, you know, I think we all forget, Lynn, that a large share of the government is career people that you can't fire no matter what.
That's right.
And a lot of them are swamp dwellers. They, you know, they're fighting against the president. There's no doubt about it. So I think it's a very good point. Any other questions for Lynn?
Well, can I just ask you, Lynn, what do you want to see President Trump do in the next year? I mean, is there something that he's not doing already that you would like him to focus on?
Probably think twice before he speaks, because that's what's getting the other party all riled up. And it's not, and he's a fighter, which is good. We want to see that. We want to see someone who fights for us.
But, sorry for interrupting, but I've met a lot of Trump voters who say, well, take his phone away from him sometimes because he tweets too much.
See, the thing is, though, I think the president is just 100% transparent. I think he, you know, there's, and there's some, comfort in that. There's nothing behind the scenes, and there is in every other administration, but this guy has it all out there. Lynn, well said. Thank you, Jasper. Thanks so much. A lot of fun.
Thank you so much for inviting.
Enjoyed it. And by the way, if you send us your comment by text or by our telephone line, we'll get to these folks.
Hi, this is Andy Murdoch with Pfeiffer's Auctioneers with an exceptional lineup of farming construction equipment auctions this November, featuring farm retirement auctions in Beach, Church's Ferry, and Grassy Butte, North Dakota, offering Case and John Deere combines, John Deere and versatile four-wheel drive tractors, John Deere 4940 and 4730 sprayers, hopper bins, semi-trucks, trailers, and more. Pfeiffer's will also be hosting equipment auctions in Steel, Williston, Harvey, Tuttle, and Bowman. Full equipment inventory lists and all land auctions are available at Pfeiffer's.com.
Ever seen a Holiday Pops concert at the Kennedy Center on the Potomac, Washington, D.C.? It's amazing. The new Museum of the Bible will leave you speechless. The U.S. Capitol, the White House, and more. We put together a great trip, great sights. Flag family trip to the nation's capital, December 10th through the 14th. Join us. Call Group Travel Planners now at 952-898-3478, extension 228, or go to am1100theflag.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.